Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Right, should we get going?
Wow. Wow. G and Divas, we've just started this podcast with the rudest joke I think I've ever heard William Hansen say. Are we ready?
Yes.
I don't think I am.
Hello, and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss. And we have some exciting news to share with you, don't we, Jordan? My new book, Protocol to Manage Relationships Today, is out on the 10th of November.
What's it called?
Protocol to Manage Relationships Today. It's obviously why G and Divas are listening to this podcast. Go to my website to get it. Thank you. Anything else?
Yeah, I've got some small little news to share.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm saying this. It seems weird.
No, neither can I.
G and Divas, I'm going to be on this year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
This is so weird. Now, we'll talk about this in a minute, but for those of a continental persuasion that are listening to this and maybe don't know what I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is, would you like to perhaps tell us?
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is a show that's been on British television for 20 years now. It's celebrating its 20th year. Usually it's a group of celebrities that go into the jungle. I mean, I'm not even...
In Australia.
And they have to do loads of excruciating, horrific trials, Bush Tucker trials, to try and feed their friends who are at camp. And some of the trials are gruesome. They involve snakes, rats, coffins, heights, water, basically everything I'm scared of. And I'm not just saying this to try and like sound a bit modest and a bit, oh, but I actually like, I'm not a celebrity, so I don't know how this has happened. But I got asked and it was just too much of an opportunity to turn down. And it's, yeah. I don't know what... I'm currently speaking to you the day before I go into quarantine, so I've got a code name. I've had a driver for the past couple of days.
Code name is Trepidation.
Taking me round places. I'm about to go to a secret location tomorrow. I've still got to pack everything, and this is just mad. I will share this with you. When I told William and Ben, I asked them to come for a meal on Sunday... And when I told William and Ben, William said to me, "Darling, have you thought about choosing my new book as your special item?"
Excuse me!
Did you or did you not say that? William wanted to plug.
I saw an opportunity.
William's got a new book out and he wanted me to take it in as my special item. And then he wanted me to hold it up to the camera and go, "Gee, guys, have you seen this new book? What's it called?"
Protocol to Manage Relationships Today.
Protocol to Manage Relationships Today by William Hansen and many other authors. This is going to help me get through the frigging cold castle in Wales.
Chapter 2. Developing a strategic framework for the successful application of protocol. You'll have them in the palm of your hands.
I can't believe we're even having this conversation.
So you are nervous. I mean, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
I can see you now.
I am... absolutely terrified. Look, let's put it into perspective, right? I'm scared of flying. I'm claustrophobic. I hate snakes. I don't like spiders.
Can I just say, you don't have to fly to get to Wales,
yeah,
from within the country.
I know. I don't like rats. I don't like creepy crawlies. I don't like the water. I don't like the dark.
Enclosed spaces.
I don't like the cold. And just, yeah, I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm going to share something with you today, right? And I might even send you the audio because I recorded it. I decided today that because I'm going to go on national television...
Did you do the thing that you text me asking me if I could do it?
I went for a wax, right? And it was the most...
Can we just clarify what you waxed?
My back and my chest. Right. Look,
it your chest?
Honestly, it was the most painful thing of my life, right? This is no joke, you know? I'm not even joking, because I don't want to look hairy and horrible on national telly. You know the...
Well, now you'll just look one of those.
You know the sticks they used to paste the wax on?
Yes.
She put one in my mouth to bite onto. And then she kept telling me off because there was loads of... It was like in this really small, tiny, dark salon. And there was loads of like old ladies downstairs getting their hair cut. Oh my God, agony. I've got prickly heat. I have to go to the chemist today to get aloe vera cream. Also, I don't look bloody hairy on telly. I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe it.
Well, best of luck. That's all I can really say, and I'm sure that all the G and Divas listening wish you the best of luck as well.
Thank you. And if you do find what you watch entertaining, can I maybe say, like, support?
Well, I can say it. Give Jordan a vote. After
no, don't vote for me to do any of the trials.
But no, it would be awful to see you pushed to your limits, stuck in a box with a snake or a rat crawling over your face. We don't want to see that, do we, G and Divas?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Just like we didn't want to see you in a wedding dress on tour or mincing around in a pair of stilettos. None of that was funny or interesting, but that is a walk in the park in comparison to what's going to happen next.
Oh, God, what am I doing? I'm so nervous. I've not even packed. I've not slept for nights.
You haven't slept for nights. Ever since you told me, I haven't slept.
You've not slept, have you?
I woke Mikey up last night screaming because I had a rat dream. And we'll talk about my fear of rats another time. But I had a rat dream because I was thinking of what you might have to go through. And Mikey went and sat on the sofa in a strop for half an hour at midnight yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Because I woke him up.
At midnight? I don't go to bed till... That says a lot about you that you'd already gone to...
No, we're in bed by nine.
So, yeah, Series 6 is being delayed, I'm afraid. But as soon as I'm out, we'll get cracking. And, I'm sure this is madness. This is absolutely...
I'm sure we'll have one or two things to talk about.
People have said to me, like, has it sunk in yet? There's very few people that know, and it's not sunk in. It's not. Oh, I've got to wear my boots around the house as well to break them in. I need to do that.
Gosh.
But seriously, I can't believe it's happening. It's a show I've watched since I was a kid. I absolutely love it. So, thank you. And, yeah, I just... As long as I don't embarrass myself and as... Long as I don't know. Just as long as I'm myself, I suppose I'll...
It's very weird to hear words failing you.
Words are failing me. This is... I just cannot...
It's normally shutting you up. That's the trick.
I can't take it in. What does this mean for the new series then? Well, we'll be back when I get out of the castle.
Well, I'll stop you there.
What?
We will. I mean, look, listeners' problems... I hope no one's got anything urgent, because that's not going to be dealt with. If you do have anything urgent, remember, please contact professionals. But there might be one or two little things popping up on the G and Divas feed, so please keep subscribed. We shall see what happens.
Oh, God.
Jordan, you are my best friend. I am super proud of you.
Oh.
And I don't know how you're doing it.
Oh, God. I all feel like it's... I feel like I'm going to get there, honestly. I'm going to get there with my suitcase and my little hat on and boots, and they're going to go, come off it. You really think you're... Come off it. Some of these people are like, you really... Come on. Go on, get back. Get back to London, you joker. That's what I feel like they're going to say.
If someone tries to take your suitcase from you, is it going to be like a repetition of the Monaco Hotel where you go, my bags, my bags?
I'm not allowed to discuss anything about the show.
Well, all the best. This is really emotional because although we said goodbye the other day when we had dinner, this is now...
Properly.
This is it.
I'm going tomorrow. I'm getting picked up first. Like, I can't even tell you the time, but I'm going first thing tomorrow. I've not even told my mum yet at the time of this recording.
Gosh. I'm super honoured to know.
Okay.
Jordan, good luck.
Christ, how long has this goodbye been? It's been about 5 minutes, this goodbye. Okay. Jesus.
Seriously, Jordan, break a leg. Or no, don't break a leg. Actually, don't want to break a leg in the jungle. But that's what they say in the theatre, darling. Just promise me, promise Ben, promise the G&D was this. As soon as you have finished the programme, whatever stage you get to in the programme, you won't be too big for us. You will come back to this podcast.
Don't talk daft. Do not talk rubbish, right? The thing I am most proud of outside of my radio work is this podcast.
Thanks.
No, I am. I know. This has gone on a bit now, but you know, I love my job. I make it no secret that I think being being on the radio for 3 days a week, however long it is genuinely is the best job in the world. I absolutely love it. It makes me so happy to do it. But I am so proud of this podcast. And when we started it over 2 years ago now, nearly 3 years ago when we started this podcast. So, of course, I'll be back. And don't say rubbish like, get too big for us. I could be out on first day.
So, well, thank you. That means a lot because you've ruined the rest of my career. So this is all I've got left.
Hey, could be you in next year.
It won't be, I can assure you of that.
Oh, what about the old... Okay.
We'll see.
I'm not a podcast host. Get me out of here.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.